From WHYY in Philadelphia, this is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I've lived in Philadelphia most of my life, but no matter how long I live here, there's one thing I just can't get used to: walking out my front door to find garbage on my sidewalk, my garden, and my street. But as mad as it makes me that someone would trash my neighborhood, getting slapped with a fine from the city for that trash would make me even madder, especially when the trash has been left behind by the city's own sanitation department. I've never been fined for litter in front of my house, but my colleague Max Marin, a reporter for WHYY's Billy Penn, has found that a handful of blocks in the city get fined again and again.
Most property owners never get a single ticket for litter in front of their house. But there's one block in North Philadelphia where properties have gotten dozens and dozens of tickets.
Why is the city going after homeowners in its quest to clean up Philadelphia? And why doesn't it seem to be working?
If you don't pay a parking ticket, you're going to get a boot on your car. If you don't pay your ticket because there was trash in front of your house, nothing really happens.
Today on The Why, whose trash is it anyway? So Max, take us to the 1900 block of North Grad Street, and you posted a photo of this, and it is pretty gross. There's trash bags all over the street. There was even a recliner that was tossed out with the garbage. Just like, what's the block like?
So North Grad Street is a few blocks from Temple University. There's a lot of students there. The general complaint about the block is that students don't take care of it.
Some people be out here like smashing bottles and shit, like against. These people down here will come out of their house and just like whip bottles at that house and just like watch them break.
One student named Robert Pollock told me that...
Yes, I think this block is dirtier than most blocks. I think the students don't take care of it. I don't think the trash men take care of it.
The trash men will come on trash day and just whip bags of trash around and leave entire bags behind.
Like some of them will rip, trash will fly over the place. And like they'll get the bigger sections of it, but the... They'll leave bottles and cans.
And then after that...
The ticketing people come... They've come like 4 hours after the trash people have come.
The ticketing guys will come down the street and just ticket every house on the block for trash on the sidewalk.
And we went to court over it. They dismissed it, except one that they had like photo evidence of. They only took photo evidence of the one ticket that out of like four that we were fighting in court. And then my landlord paid off like four other ones before that.
You know, it's a big party block.
Jonathan Smith was a line cook who lives on the block.
But still, like, there, it isn't like a lot of places.
He's lived on a lot of blocks in the city, and he's never seen these ticketing officers anywhere else but in this area, and now he sees them all the time.
When I first came here into the city, mm-hmm. I lived on 25th Street, and there would be trash blowing everywhere.
Does Philly hand out a lot of tickets for littering?
Yeah, so what I found is that this is part of a bigger program within what are called the city code violations. And ticketing for litter on the sidewalks is the number one violation every year. The city, they handed about 20,000 tickets last year for this one offense. There's 500,000 properties in Philadelphia. Only about 100 of those properties got 20 or more tickets in the last 5 years for litter on the sidewalks. So this is a small fraction of properties that would constitute like the worst offenders mm-hmm. in the city. This block of North Grad Street accounted for a quarter of those properties, those 100
wow.
properties.
So, wow. So this like, is like the...
The highest offending block in the city, you could say, or also just maybe the most targeted.
It's not like something that's enough money to where you would be like, oh yeah, I need to go fight this, like, and like take time out of your work schedule to do that. So, I don't know, I feel like it's a lack of people like going to court to stop the tickets and them targeting this area and knowing that they can get away with it.
So when we're talking about ticketing, what exactly are they ticketing you for? Like they catch you littering and they hand you a ticket?
These tickets are mostly given out by the streets department. They have something called the sweep program. This is like a $2.5 million a year program with 50 officers that go around the city and really just kind of enforce the sanitation code.
And we've been standing on the block when they come through. And if you're just standing here, they'll like give you a warning and be like, yo, clean your trash up. But if all the times we haven't been like standing out here, they have slapped us with a ticket.
These sweep officers can issue tickets to people if they catch them littering, but mostly the tickets that they're issuing are just to the properties themselves. They give you a ticket, they write your address on it, they say, we saw trash in front of your sidewalk, you didn't clean it up, here's a $25 fine. put that in the mailbox. The problem is those go to the property owners, and in situations like around Temple where you have all these tenants and student housing and a lot of apartments, they're not really going to the tenants. So there's this tug of war that happens with landlords and tenants about who's going to pay it. And at the end of the day, and this is one of the biggest things that people criticize about the ticketing program, half of these tickets don't get paid. So people are starting to wonder, well, the tickets aren't getting paid and the streets aren't getting any cleaner. So what's the point here?
Wait, you're saying that we were said this block around Temple is the most ticketed in the city, but you're saying it's not making the block any cleaner?
Residents told me it's still as filthy as ever. It's one of the most notorious blocks in the neighborhood. And according to the city's own new litter index, which gives you like a block score, this block has gotten dirtier over the last few years. And, you know, you can blame the students, but you can blame the landlords, you can blame the ticketing guys or whoever. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of these tickets given out and there's not really a lot of noticeable signs of improvement in, on this terrible block.
And is that true across the city in places where they are ticketing heavily?
Just to back up a second, the city is at like a war on trash right now.
To tackle Philadelphia's infamous litter problem, Action News goes looking for answers. How did our reputation get trashed?
We didn't get the name Philadelphia for no reason, and everybody that takes over in City Hall has to kind of account for this reputation that the city has and try to deter the reality that is there's trash everywhere. We are the last big city in the country without a citywide regular street sweeping program, despite a new sort of stumbling pilot program that is being rolled out right now.
City leaders just launched a new pilot program using street sweepers, backpack blowers.
Ticketing has been one of the alternative weapons that the city has used in the war on trash. They've been doing it for long before Mayor Jim Kenney was in office, but it's just increased over the years. The number of tickets has grown about 300% in the last decade, according to my analysis. And people are just starting to wonder, you know, what do we have to show for it?
This is The Why. I'm Shai Ben-Yaakov. I'm talking with Billy Penn reporter Max Marin about Philadelphia's effort to clean up litter by issuing tickets. So how does the city defend this program? Does it make money?
The city told me that it's not really about making money. This is a behavior modification program. It's designed to, set up these sort of, you know, boundaries for residents and also instruct them as the proper mechanism. And some of the code enforcement stuff that you see them ticketing for, you know, is pretty common sense stuff that people do need to know about that is, you know, creates a health risk if they don't. The city and the streets department in particular also say that these tickets, you know, show results. They claim that there are these results. And I haven't really seen what they are when it comes to just ticketing for litter on the sidewalk. The reality is the city issues so many of these tickets now that they can't possibly enforce them all. And there's not really a lot of mechanisms that they have to enforce it. This is a code violation. This is not a criminal matter. So the only thing the city can do at the end of the day is try to take you to court over your ticket issue. But they just don't have the resources to take tens of thousands of cases to court every year. They can take a few thousand, but not the sheer number that they have. So what people end up realizing, I think, is that they just don't have to pay these tickets. There's no adverse consequences if they don't, especially if you're not a property owner. And then you have the second issue of the property owners passing the buck to the tenants and the tenants passing it back. And then maybe never addressing the root cause of, you know, maybe it's the trash man leaving trash in front of the property. Maybe it's somebody walking by throwing their garbage on the street. You don't really know. And the tickets just kind of paint a picture of a program that doesn't seem to have a lot of teeth.
Look, you're not going to deter the behavior if the people who are doing that behavior aren't ultimately receiving the ticket.
Lauren Vitas is an attorney who used to sit on Mayor Kenney's anti-litter cabinet. She criticizes the program and says it kind of needs this complete overhaul right now because there are no consequences, she says, and because they're not really targeting the right people when it comes to this sort of enforcement.
And, you know, and frankly, even when people do get the tickets, they're not paying the tickets. So there's absolutely no negative consequence.
Now, Vitas has also said that she's actually picked up these tickets from the street while she's cleaning up trash around her area in South Philadelphia.
Right, so they become part of the trash.
They become part of the trash.
I can count on two hands the number of tickets that I've had to pick up that have become part of the litter pile.
If ticketing still isn't working, why is the city doing it?
Without the system, you kind of wouldn't have a way to just put up boundaries at any point. And so this is kind of the last defense, and some might say it's ineffective, but in the city's defense, they would say that if just because the tickets aren't being repaid, you know, maybe it is still modifying behavior because people know it's out there. It's
right.
It is creating
there's the threat that you're going to get a ticket.
Right. Yeah. So the ticketing system is a form of social engineering.
I mean, what are some solutions to problems like littering? I mean, some things that could actually have an effect.
I think people, you know, they really just want to see some results. And right now, the city has a couple things going. I mean, it has ramped up its enforcement for short dumping and people that are going to your block right at the end of the day and taking like a site, construction site full of materials and just dumping it there on the corner because they don't have to deal with it. And they're just like, the city will come pick it up. They are taking some steps that have kind of been stumbling up to this point to test out a street sweeping program.
Right.
Certain neighborhoods. But these are things that other cities have kind of figured out before. And I think that's where the mounting frustration with an issue like trash comes, is that the city isn't moving fast enough on these things.
Well, I'll just bring up one example again from my own neighborhood. We don't have a trash can that close to my house. And I wrote to my council person, and the response I got was that if they put a trash can close to my house, they would have to empty the trash can at least 3 times a day in order to prevent illegal dumping at the trash can. And my thought on that is, well, I mean, the alternative to that is trash being left on the street, which pretty much everybody in the city knows is a kind of a serious problem that we're dealing with, right?
Right. Yeah. And the reason that your council person gave you is a common one, but one that kind of belies like the underlying problem, which is people have a lot of trash. They want to put it somewhere. And the lack of places to put it means that when there is just one open up, like somebody will go a long distance to say, oh, my God, I can put my trash somewhere now. And I think that this really has to be addressed as the city moves forward with its anti-litter programs, because at the end of the day, we residents of the city are not in the waste hauling business. We need our government to step up and sort of provide the necessary measures so we can dispose of all this trash we make.
Max, thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Sean.
Max Marin is a reporter for Billy Penn. The Y is produced by me, Shai Ben-Yaakov, along with Annette John Hall and Alex Stern, with editorial direction from Katie Culinary. Tweet me at Shai Ben-Yaakov. See you tomorrow.